Welcome back to Ladies with Gumption Patreon Summer Series Episode 11, Crisis on Infinite Earths, from the comics to the small screen. I am May, and I am here with
Tatiana
and Jessica, who's in Busan, South Korea. Woo-hoo!
Lucky woman.
Yes, our wandering traveler has gone off on more adventures.
Always off to see the sights, to soak up the culture, to take the spa days.
And then report back
to us.
South
Korea.
Once again, as you know, we recap DCTV in a flash. You can always find us on Tumblr, ladieswgumption.tumblr.com, in which it was bought for like, what, $1 million?
Or pocket change.
On Twitter, which is doing well, at DCTV Gumption, you can always email us your lovely thoughts at ladieswgumption@gmail.com. We're also on iTunes, which is now called Apple Podcasts,
yes.
Google Play, and Spotify, and also on Stitcher, if that is your thing. We have been terrible at updating our Facebook this summer, so apologies for that, and hopefully I'll just post them maybe at the end of August altogether. And like we mentioned last week, we hope to keep you all as patrons. We want to thank you so much for providing us with your support this summer.
For it's been greatly us, yes. For clothing us.
It's been greatly appreciated. As you know, Podomatic is not our favorite thing right now.
Nope. So
we're working on potentially getting something else in the meantime for the fall. But right now we're also working on trying to get you guys like early access for being patrons in hopes that you will continue your patronage. Other than that, you can always find some shirt designs and product designs on Redbubble. We have a couple. They're just not updated. Hopefully we'll be working. We need to do that. In news, we have Stephen Amell won I think first time surfboard at the Teen Choice Awards for best actor in a sci-fi superhero show
or action hero.
Yes, yeah. But he was not there to attend, but he did win it. Yes. Krypton, our non-favorite show,
has been
canceled by sci-fi.
Sorry if you loved it, but
yes,
we are dancing at its grave right now.
Yeah, a lot of people had
Cameron,
that was gonna happen.
He seems like a nice guy, but just like the show,
it had to go. Yeah,
he
deserves probably better like material. Hopefully they'll find a place for him and maybe the Arrowverse someday. Who knows?
Right.
And
his next role will just say Krypton walks so this show could run.
Yes.
Krypton had to die.
Is exactly. The Arrowverse.
Krypton crawled so the other show could walk.
On top of the Krypton news, though, Lobo was introduced in season 2, and there was supposed to be a spinoff for his character and then like a whole new show, but that is now off the table for sci-fi as well. So no more Krypton, no more Lobo, no nothing involving Krypton whatsoever in the near future. So we anticipate all your Krypton Anons on Tumblr.
All the Lyta. Yep. Like, yes, Lyta is free.
In terms of, we mentioned, as was announced at San Diego Comic-Con, Mikkat is leaving Supergirl, and now he has landed a role on Mortal Kombat.
Booked and busy.
Yes, already booked, and he'll be playing Jackson Jax Briggs. I admit to not knowing who that is. I feel like I only remember like a few characters from Mortal Kombat, but that's exciting for him. I think that's it for news.
I'm just excited there's going to be like a Mortal Kombat because I did not, like, I don't know where I was when this news dropped they were doing a new one, but Mortal Kombat was one of my favorite games, so I'm just excited that they're going to do like another movie. And they seem to be really focused on like diversity and making sure they're bringing in people from like all around the world, martial artists, actors, like a whole bunch of different people. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it was the only game I could beat my cousins at, so that's exciting for me to watch in live action. We do have some feedback from Shane.
Oh, wait, just our regular Flash time update correspondent, Daniel Panamaker, just said that they started filming the first episode, first day filming episode 5 of season 6.
Yeah,
and
we got nothing from the Halloween episode.
Yeah,
that's true. We would literally know nothing if not for her.
Off the job. She was down her job. Didn't tell us what was going on in the Halloween episode.
That's true.
Episode 5 is the Cisco focus episode, so that's good.
Yes, that's all we know. And then she's also prepping for her directorial episode.
She's probably not going to be in episode 5 that much.
Yeah.
So maybe the first day is the only day that she's working it. I don't know.
We shall see. Feedback. Shang sent us some crisis-related feedback way back in July, which seems like eons ago, but he was prepared. Yes, he came very prepared for all of our.
He was waiting at the door
for all of our topics this summer. So appreciate that, Shang. He has some crisis predictions, and he thinks that at least one regular will die from each of the shows. So for Arrow, he thinks Oliver will die, which is obviously a given. Yes. Legends has he thinks Rey, or like the Superman character that he's playing, will die. For Flash, Wells, because he's so done with him, and Supergirl, he thinks Jimmy will be the one to die, which is interesting because I don't want that to happen. But Mikad said that it's a gracious exit. I don't know what that means.
I feel like we've discussed Shang's crisis feedback before. Maybe when we were talking about crisis at SDCC, because I remember us talking about his Jimmy dying in crisis prediction.
That part we did read, but okay. I think there's part of it that we didn't.
Okay.
But who can't use a refresher?
Right. Exactly. for the things he wants in Crisis is Kara fighting the Anti-Monitor, which actually doesn't need to happen because I just read it. Or they can keep the whole crossover. West Allen emo moments. He's going to cry his ass off as soon as they just look at each other when disaster hits. I will cry with you, Shang. Better CGI. The shade. But the rest, we discussed some of his stuff because he was talking about the Supergirl suit, which we discussed in our SDCC podcast. So there's that. But he sent an updated email about Crisis. So let me go forward into the future. He's read Crisis 1,000 times over. I do hope the rumors of Smallville cameos are correct. I wish Brandon wasn't Kingdom Come Superman, but I guess it's enough that we will see him as Superman again. And do we think that Oliver Queen would get his I am Iron Man moment, or would we all get trolled and he doesn't die?
I'm afraid the trolling is possible, but I actually, you know what I think is going to happen? Well, we'll talk about it when we get there. There's a moment that I think is going to happen. That's all.
Okay.
So we have that to look forward to. Stay tuned. After the break.
Moving into Paulina's feedback, she also has lots of DCTV Crisis on Infinite Earths muddled thoughts/predictions. One of them is Barry Oliver and Kara Kate will probably be the two big duos, although I suspect a lot of Kara Oliver as well. Interesting, only because we're saying goodbye to Oliver Queen and all. Kara Barry will be important in the sense they're both going to disappear temporarily, but this dynamic will probably not have as much weight as the previous three. There will be a lot of Trinity stuff, of course. Oliver Queen will die. I think it will be a massive cop-out if he doesn't remain dead. Interesting. Which, yeah, that's true. And I feel like Oliver Queen's story ended in the season 7 finale. I agree with this. So it doesn't make sense for them to then bring him back. The only Black Knight...
What Paulina thinks about him.
She's like, kill him like you killed Krypton, you cowards.
The only Black Lightning characters who will cross over are Jefferson, Anissa, and Jennifer. I agree. Maybe Gambi, but I honestly only think it's going to be Black Lightning, Thunder, and Lightning. I do want all the ladies to have moments together. Last year's crossover was such a testosterone-filled mess. Completely agree. I feel like Crisis on Earth X, for all that everybody bitched about it, including us, there were plenty of like little girl moments, like between Felicity and Iris, and then like
Kara.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Alex and Sarah, even.
Yeah.
Not just them hooking up, but I mean, like the match you're talking about.
Yeah, but last year was just terrible in terms of that. And like Iris and Alex having a conversation about the fear of losing Barry and Kara, or Iris and Lois getting to report a bit and getting in on some of the action together. Bonus points if Anissa and Jennifer actually get to interact with Iris outside of exchanging pleasantries. That would be amazing. So just more women interacting in general. Completely agree with this. Of course, Barry and Kara will disappear temporarily. There'll be the cliffhanger at the end of the Flash portion of the crossover. I'm expecting a tearful hour. bring your tissues. Iris West Allen is crossing over. She will be in all five parts. Okay. Ambitious. I like that.
Got to speak it into the universe. Yes. Right? You got to put out what you want to get back.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay.
What?
I'm sure Candace is like, you know, that, like, you're like, I don't know.
Give her.
Listen, get the paychecks. Get the paychecks. Exactly.
Get those paychecks, Candace. Do it for the cash.
Because Paulina says this isn't a prediction. This is me speaking into existence because otherwise they would be hell to pay. Caps lock. While it's going to be cool to see Brandon Routh don the Superman suit again, I'm skeptical about his Superman being the Kingdom Come version. I get that it's in line with the doom and gloom theme of Crisis, but I'm not here for that version of Superman. Which is interesting because Kingdom Come Batman or Superman isn't in the Crisis at all.
There's plenty of Supermans to go around in that, in that story. So,
yeah, I expect Clark and Lois to have similar roles to the ones they had in Elseworlds, though Clark may be more prominent in Crisis in terms of Kara's storyline. We better get some sort of, as long as I remember Iris, I'll be all right, type lightning rod moment as Barry fights to return home. That would be beautiful. I have no idea how they're integrating the greater cast in each show. Like, I'm not sure how the Legends will factor in outside of the big fight scenes. Yeah, I can totally see that. And I'm sure we're going to get some devastating West Allen goodbye scene in the Flash portion, and Candace and Grant will slay us with their acting, and then Candace will slay us even more because we'll see Iris' devastation in the immediate aftermath. She's not ready. And I presume that after this one, we'll officially be done with these massive crossovers. Let me try and will this presumption into existence. Well, I don't know about that, Paulina. That's true. That's especially true. Since they're bringing in a new show.
Right. That's so, in the same universe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they could be more Barry-centered. So there's that. Bruce Wayne will only appear in Batwoman. Interesting. So most of the cameos will just be cameos. I agree with this because last year we saw, and I think we discussed this last podcast, how John Wesley Shipp's appearance was a big deal, and then he was just snapped out of existence and blinked and he disappeared.
That's what it'd be like.
Yes, and she wants to reiterate that she wants Iris to cross over. Big caps lock. Yes, there will be hell to pay. I'm sure she'll be in at least three, I want to say like three episodes.
Three out of five.
Yeah.
Yeah, good I percentage. Accept that.
Yes.
Like so, the first one, the middle one, and the last one.
Yeah. And she says this might be her shortest feedback yet, but I did miss something, so that will be posted to Tumblr. Thank you so much, Paulina and Chang, for your feedback. And now we will get into...
Oh, I just want to say, like, we didn't really talk about this in the news, and it's like a DC animated thing, so, which you don't really cover that much anyway, but Batman Hush came out recently. And apparently it's not great.
Oh, really?
I was passing by a tweet and someone at But Why Though PC, in honor of dropping on the DC Universe editor, blah, blah, blah. Oh, in honor of dropping on DC Universe editor, Lizzie Lynn Garcia reviewed Batman Hush. Find out why she thinks it leaves a lot to be desired. Giving it a 4.5 out of 10.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and apparently, like, she's a really big Batman fan, and she thought this movie was not great, so.
Yeah, and someone from Hashtag So said, Batman Hush, a disappointing movie. They ignored the source material. I had high hopes that this movie was going to be good, but it really sucks, so.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it's one of their, like, best-known Batman stories.
Right, I was about to say, how do you mess up Batman Hush?
Yeah.
But one way that you might do it is by ignoring the source material. That's possible. This other person, though, from Slash Film, says, Batman Hush Review, a classic tale of obsession improved by a few key changes.
Interesting.
And so it's not universally being panned, but...
The only thing I saw was like a gif of Batman and Catwoman, and I was like, okay, this is pleasing
and
to my
Sora,
eyes.
Our good friend Sora from the Flash podcast actually loved it as well.
Okay.
So, but he says, granted, I haven't read the graphic novel, so y'all should trust Lizzie.
There you go.
Okay, and then also it's rumored that, and this is just another, I guess it's just a rumor right now. I'm like, we're scrolling through Twitter and finding like updates, but it's rumored that Pierce Brosnan is being courted for the role of Alfred Pennyworth and Matt Reeves, the Batman.
Pierce Brosnan?
Interesting. Yeah.
Is this like, this is the one with
Robert Pattinson.
What's his face? Yeah. Yeah.
Arbats.
Arbats.
Arbats and Arbats Alfred Bond.
Yeah.
Albert Bond.
Interesting.
That would be a very peculiar choice.
Yep.
Well, I mean, like, you know, Alfred, they're doing the whole, like, leading into the whole SAS, especially on, like, the show now. So I guess it would make sense if your butler was a former Bond, so.
That's true. It would explain so much.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Pennyworth. Alfred Pennyworth.
A regular butler, no more. Yeah. All right.
All right, I'm done.
Into the meat of our episode. Oh, she needs no introduction. Jessica will be our host as we dive into all the major characters in the Crisis on Infinite Earths comic versus like what we could see on TV in terms of characters and plot points. So take it away, Jessica.
All right. So there's 12 issues. Well, there's 12 issues in like the main meat of the Crisis storyline. You have all the offshoots from the different books or whatever. And we did not read those because that would just take like the entire summer.
Yes.
So we were just focusing on the 12 main issues of Crisis. And I was thinking about how to break this down. And so first we're going to talk about some of the major characters that are in the comic storyline and who we think will be playing those in the TV storyline, because not all of these are like one-to-ones. So there could be some of our characters that are playing the role of a different character in the comics because they either didn't exist, like 90% of the Legends, or...
Right.
or it's like I don't even know where I was going with that. But anyway.
Well, either they don't exist in the comic or they don't exist on the show,
yeah.
Right?
or they don't have like a really big storyline in the comics. Like Green Arrow is, yeah. I think, in like one panel, and then like at the end, it just a news headline that he died. Yeah. So there are kind of things like that where they'll probably take on a bigger role through another character, comic character storyline. And I just wrote down some of the ones that I thought were going to be really key people throughout this, throughout the Crisis. And then if there's others, then we can add those later. But first of all, you've got the Monitor, which we know is going to be played by LaMonica Garrett. And he's playing the Monitor and the Anti-Monitor.
Exactly.
How do we think... I guess he's probably pretty much just the one that's the most straightforward of, like, what his story is going to be.
What's interesting about the Monitor is that he's already taking on the part of, say, Harbinger, right? Yeah. Like what he was doing last season was what Harbinger was doing, so it kind of seems like we're not gonna, or if we have a Harbinger, it's gonna be a reduced role.
I actually have a theory about that, though. I think that he recruited Oliver to sort of be a Harbinger in like a way, because
he's gonna make Oliver into Harbinger, and then Oliver will kill the Monitor.
Yeah, he could, just because I remember all of like in the in the series, Harbinger can split herself into multiple people, and Steven did say he's gonna be playing multiple Olivers, but he didn't say that they're gonna be Oliver. So I feel like he could be take on that role to a specific degree, anyway.
And he did kind of hint at being like in a buddy cop comedy situation with someone who wasn't the Monitor, which was really the Pariah, right?
Right.
Which would also make him Harbinger.
Yeah.
So
okay. So like moving into Harbinger, because that is like the second biggest character, and we think that most likely it's going to be Oliver Queen in the DC TV version. But then like this Tati kind of like brought up, and we'll discuss this like later in like the major plot points. But one of the major plot points is that Harbinger, for reasons unknown to me and not explained really at all in like the storyline, but she like betrays the Monitor, but somehow that's part of his plan.
It's because the Anti-Monitor has the ability to control people. I guess because of Psycho Pirate. He can change people's feelings and make them.
No, but that was before. That was before he had.
He already had something in her, but he was somehow able to.
One of the shadow creatures like entered her.
Was like controlling her inside.
Yeah, so when she came back, like to when she rejoined all of herself,
he infected all.
It
of
was
them.
Already corrupted. Yeah.
Okay.
So she was corrupted. Also, do we think that will be? Because I feel like that's pretty like a key part of the Crisis comic that she has to betray him in order for, like, the rest of his convoluted plan to work. So do we think that something will happen in the Crisis crossover where Oliver is somehow, like, corrupted and made to kill the Monitor? Do we think they'll keep that plot?
If Oliver is the Harbinger character, then yes, they will.
But I also think the Monitor has, like, a bigger role in general in terms of certain things. Like, if he is going to die, I don't know that it's going to be at the midway point. Like, in the,
And then keep it a little bit beyond that. I'm sure it'll be kind of more like the, like, that's, like, the last big thing, right? Oh, I killed the Monitor. Now I'm done. Ha ha, that was actually the trigger, you know?
Yeah, because I think Grant said that it was the Monitor who tells Barry that he has to sacrifice himself, which doesn't happen at all in the comics.
Right. No, but I mean, like, that's going to happen, like, 10 seconds into episode one of The Flash.
That's just the Monitor saying, this is going to happen. I know your future. Which the Monitor does know in the comics. But the Monitor is very much kind of just, like, chilling in the comic. He's just kind of, like, there, like, okay, Harbinger, go do this stuff. And
he's
sounds like he's
sitting back and relaxing. I'll just sit here.
Right. I'll he's delegate. Weakening or whatever, right? He's weakening. And it definitely seems like he'll play a more active role in the show. Mm-hmm.
And then the Monitor's counterpart is the Anti-Monitor, obviously. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of wondering how they're going to do all of this without a Green Lantern Corps on the show. Because that plays a big part in, like, the creation of, like, the Monitor and the Anti-Monitor and the World OA and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because they don't really have, like, if they were going to go back to, like, this war has been going on since the dawn of time or whatever, you know? They don't really have a character from the dawn of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to be a little bit, I mean, I'm sure they can say pariah, like, oh, I was a scientist and I unlocked these primeval forces or whatever. And I'm the reason this is happening. So that part they can do, but they're either not going to take it back or this will be the chance where they get to use that.
Yeah.
John Diggle Green Lantern card.
Ugh.
John Diggle Stewart. Sorry.
Or at least if they don't do that, they could at least, if they're going to be ambitious at all, they could just be like, yeah, Green Lantern Corps exists and that's all we'll get.
Right. Like, they could just show, like, the brief moment of the, like, you know, Guardians and then just leave that to, like, the future. Right.
Or or they'll just be, you know, they'll just be there. Like, they'll have just existed forever and no one will know, like, how.
Yeah,
it could do like a Titans, be like, well, here's Batman, but you only see the back of him.
Right. Hello. Also,
another big part of, especially in, like, the earlier part of the Crisis storyline, is Psycho Pirate. Because he starts off on with the Monitor and Harbinger, and then he gets recruited by the Anti-Monitor because the Anti-Monitor promises that he'll be able to. Psycho Pirate's kind of powers is that he can manipulate emotions in other people. And so Anti-Monitor brings him in on this promise that he will be able to use his powers. Does he, like, feed off of other people's emotions? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. And so he's like, you'll be able to use your powers to your heart's content and control three worlds. I'm going to give you three worlds to do whatever you want with them. And so Psycho Pirate is convinced and he joins Anti-Monitor's side. And then he finds out all that glitters is not gold.
Right. For controlling three worlds is actually not great.
It's not great at all.
Take it back.
So we did see him in the Elseworlds.
Yes.
Crossover.
And he already seemed to know what was coming. So he was already in the zone. Because he was talking about the worlds. Worlds will be destroyed. Worlds will be blah, blah, blah.
So do you think he's been in contact with the Monitor then? I guess because the Monitor was also in last year's crossover.
Yes. I think he has been in contact with a Monitor. I don't know which one or both, but yes, he's been monitored.
He's been monitored.
I think the most annoying part about the Elseworlds connection to Crisis is, like, why the fuck Monitor thought it was a good idea to just hand the book over to whoever the hell it was and be like, hey, just do whatever you want.
Yeah, well, he said he'd been, like, testing them. Like,
exactly.
It's
a test.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a test.
And I think, like, even in the Crisis storyline, like, when all the heroes finally got gathered together to meet, like, the Monitor, they were upset because, like, you sold weapons of mass destruction to so-and-so and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it is kind of
he was selling weapons.
Lane.
Yeah. And then there was one villain who was mad that he didn't get weapons, and he was like, "That's because you would be too difficult. You would cause too much trouble to the people that I needed." So, also, it's like funny because like the heroes that he gathered were kind of like randos.
Yeah, to me, yeah, they were. I was like, "Wait, where are all my faves?"
Yeah, not they're here. Gone.
It was yeah. so funny. we'll get to that in the plot point.
Specifically like all the people who had, I guess, just powers, because everybody else kind of didn't, was left out.
But yeah, like Batman were, like, was not in yeah. this like crisis at all, because I'm pretty like 99% sure it's because he couldn't fly.
Yeah. But in like the 10th issue, Robin's like, "What can we do, Batman?" He's like, "Offer them our courage." I was like, "You are just..."
But the good thing about it is that you cannot die in the Crisis crossover if you're not in the Crisis crossover.
This
so.
Is true.
Unless they just like offhandedly say, "Oh, he ceased to exist. Oh, it's not." Or like, "That person didn't die. They just never existed. Don't worry."
Yeah.
"That person didn't die. They returned the clay from which they came. It's fine." I was like, okay. But anyway.
Next up on the big characters for the Crisis storyline in the comics that need to be, those roles need to be in the DC crossover for it to work. Pariah, which we found out at SDCC, is going to be played by Tom Cavanaugh. And now that I've actually read Crisis, I've realized like how big of, because I feel like when Eric said he's going to be Pariah, and then it's like, ooh.
Yeah, not Pariah.
An underwhelming reaction from the audience was like, okay, like now that I've read it, like he is like a big deal. And yeah, I can definitely see why Pariah is going to be a Tom Cavanaugh.
Yeah, he's officially merged
Tom Wells.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, because it is something like, and I think that's going to follow pretty much what it is in the comic, like a scientist.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's like written for a Harry Wells type.
Yeah.
Character, because he's like a scientist. He's arrogant. He thinks that, you know, the quest for knowledge above
exactly.
all else
more important
and,
than the safety of his world.
And that's he unleashes, or he like breaks the barrier and lets the anti-monitor out, and so he gets in trouble with the OA people, the OAans, and is sentenced to death. But I think the anti-monitor, or no, he's not sentenced to death because I think he's immortal. Whatever they did.
No, he is sentenced to death, but then the monitor saved him and made him immortal and made him sort of like be the warning sign, right?
Yeah.
So he has to go like, to every Earth.
And the monitor made him immortal, or if he was already immortal, and they're like, because I feel like there's like,
no, he was trying,
like, "We don't believe in death, but we're going to do something to you." But yeah, like the monitor.
Well, when the explosion happened, he was like stuck. He was stuck in like this interdimensional bubble or whatever, and that's where the monitor saved him from. Yeah.
Yeah. The monitor saved him from, you know, his fate, and actually made him to atone for his sins. He is drawn to wherever there is danger, Will Robinson, and he is forced to witness the destruction of like different worlds.
Right.
So, basically, he's atoning for all of his, like, the pride cometh before the fall, and this is a very long fall for him. So he's been spending, like, millions of years just going back and forth, being drawn to different places, watching everybody die around him while he cannot die.
Good times.
And that's gonna be a Harrison Wells clone, I'm sure, in the show.
Yeah, it'll probably just literally be Wells. It'll probably be his name. Like, whatever Wells. Pariah.
Yeah. So, Tom Cavanaugh fans, you'll be well fed in this crossover because Pariah is a huge part of the crossover, and then he's also playing Ebar Thawne, so it's going to be Wells a lot. Wells Emporium. Buy one Wells, get one free.
Buy one Wells, get one free.
Yeah, he'll probably be in at least like 4 or 5 episodes. I'm sure.
Yeah, gotta be in all of them.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be in all of them. He'll be in all of them.
As one character or another, yeah.
Alexander Luther is an interesting one.
Yes, Alexander Luther.
Yeah.
It basically, he is Earth 3's Luther, and Earth 3 is one of like the first Earths to die. And on Earth 3, Lex Luthor is actually a hero, and all of the heroes that we know are villains. And Lex is married to Lois, and they have a child, Alexander. And which is weird. And then before the Earth 3 disintegrates, Lex has some kind of like ship or whatever. He's like, we're gonna save our baby. So it's kind of like Superman in reverse, where
it is.
Yeah. So they put little baby Luther in a ship and then they like yeet him off into space and he gets picked up by Harbinger and the Monitor, and they look after him. He grows, and I guess because he was able to escape an Earth that was being consumed by antimatter, he's like half positive matter, half antimatter. So he's like a yin yang of sorts. And I don't know if that's what causes him, because he grows to an uncontrollably fast rate. So he's basically starts out as a baby, but he develops into like a grown man. Is a huge part of like the Crisis storyline. And I have no idea how they would. Who do you get for that?
Well, that's the thing. Are you going to actually have that be the story? Because they have a Lex and they have a Lois. So they could literally show that Lex and that Lois together on that Earth and then hire whatever, you know, 5 child actors and 1 adult. but for Dean, Alexander.
Well, I feel like I want to say,
do we think they're going to do that, or are they just going to use Lex to play that version of his character?
No, but there's also like Lex Luthor, because there's Alexander Luthor,
and there is a Lex. There is a Lex. And there was a part where he sees his dad, right? His dad on this Earth, and he's like, oh, my dad's evil here. So I don't think he should look like, he's not a clone of his dad. He is his own person. Mm. So I don't think that John Cryer would be playing him. I do think they would get like someone who looks like
even, that's even like, John Cryer as Lex right now is like stretching the realm of possibility to have exactly. Play like a late teens, early 20s, like, it's not going to be great.
Please don't do that. Don't do that. So I don't think the casting would be an issue, but I guess what I was actually thinking for
will they cast it as the Luther? Will it be like Alexander Luther, or will it just go, you know, this is some other, you know, this is like Mia Smoke or something.
Right. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. Are they going to make it Alexander Luther, or are they going to make it another child? Like, for example, it could be, there are a couple options. Obviously, it could be Mia Smoke, but probably from Mia Queen, whatever the fuck her name is, from a different Earth. It wouldn't be this one, obviously, because she's already grown. Or it could be, like, literally, like, Clark and Lois just had their baby, right? So it could be that baby. So it wouldn't be Alexander Luther anymore. It'd be Jonathan Kent.
I don't know if they should, like, I feel like, yeah, it could be John Kent, but then also I feel like, I guess in the comics, I don't understand why it had to be, like, a Luther baby that was good. Most of it.
Yeah, I think it was just because, like, that was already a story. The Crime Syndicate story was already a popular, or I think it's called Crime Syndicate. The Earth 3 world where all the heroes are villains and Lex was the hero was a popular story that they had already used. So that's why they brought it in.
I see.
So that's why I would say for here, either you stick to that, you just do the comic accurate story, or you take an already popular situation, right, in this universe. So you would either make it like Nora Allen from another Earth, or Mia Queen Smoke Queen from another Earth, or Lois and Clark's baby, you know?
Right. Are those only contenders?
I'm sure there are others. I guess
they could definitely use, especially now that you brought up Lois and Clark's baby, because it was a part of the last crossover. Now it's just like, hey, there's a child. But also, since like Nora disappeared, like her essence or whatever could have been absorbed, and they could be like, hey, well, that's now antimatter versus positive matter.
Right, sure. She rematerializes.
And like a way to bring back Jessica Parker Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Because they were, and you know, they're full of shit when they're like, well, I don't know. Maybe she can come back some other way. But actually,
they really want to bring her back.
Yeah, if they wanted to do like this kind of like, you know, Alexander Luther as in, I don't know if they, okay, would they want to do it as like Alexander Luther because he's like the son of a villain that is good, or just the story of him being anti and positive matter and him being like a vessel? So I guess it depends on how they want to this reveal to be like revealed, or shock value or whatever, if they want to go for that whole, you know, Earth 3 villain thing, or if they want to do oh God, like what if it was like, you know, Nora, like Norathon.
Oh God.
That would be.
No, don't put that on the universe.
That's nasty. Let's not. Oh God. I mean, they could do that. They could do that. But
what Tom was teasing West Wells for?
Yes. Oh my God, that's why he was teasing it. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Let us not.
You cracked it. It is a contender.
You could say like not because then Jessica Parker Kennedy would not be able to be like.
No,
more
she still, it would still be her. They don't care. It would still be her. They don't care. In fact, you know, it would secretly be like, she's Nora Thawne, but like secretly that Iris had an affair with Barry Allen. She's actually Barry Kyle. But anyway, like the only thing about that is like, I think that'd be hilarious if they did that. But if you're going to do that, then you may as well just do the actual thing. You may as well just do Lois and your ex.
Right. Yeah.
And I think because no one would want Iris and Wells. Yeah. No one wants that.
And I think if they were going to do, like, bring back Jessica Parker Kennedy, I think it would be not to do Wes Wells. I think they would just bring her back just for to have that extra emotional impact.
Exactly. Wes exactly.
Wes Wells wouldn't have that impact. So.
Yeah, that would be so, I mean, it would have an impact. It would just
right.
Be, it would just be like, we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
if they want pitchforks. Yeah. So, anyway.
Moving on to big characters that were big in the comics and we know are going to be big on the show. Kara Danvers has a excellent storyline, I think. Especially like her climactic scene when she does fight the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah.
And I feel like I started reading this comic storyline knowing that Kara is going to die. Mm-hmm. But I feel like even without that, you could kind of see that, you know, she was getting like the Walking Dead treatment where people talk about like how great that she is and she gets like, all this time before she's inevitably killed off. Because I remember it like, and oh, I didn't put it in because she's not really like a major character, a major player in the comics, but she does show up a little bit. Batgirl. I think that obviously that because there are some friendship scenes between Kara and Barbara. Which obviously I think in the show will be between Kara and Kate. So I think that Kate will take over like the Batgirl.
Oh, instead
role.
Of Bat Barbara? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of
Barbara. Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
And we know that they're gonna be developing friendships, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I think like that'll make sense. And it's kind of weird because like at one point in like the earlier issues, Barbara calls Kara and Linda, and then later people call her Kara. So I was like, wait a minute. But then after in her death scene, you know, Kal-El graciously explained to me that her name is Kara and that she was an orphanage as Linda Lee for a time.
Yes.
So that's how she has both names. It's like, why are they calling her Linda and then Kara? That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I think, and I agree with Shane that they better, like, this is like a part of the storyline that needs to be like accurately depicted in the show. A good one. It's a really good, I guess, her whole storyline, because like a lot of the characters in the whole Walking Dead treatment, they're like, you know, talk about how much of a hero she is inside and out, and how she continues to fight even when the odds are like stacked against her. And so it's just like really, really nice.
yeah.
So what did you guys think of Kara's story in the comics and how you hope for it to be seen on screen?
I mean, I totally agree with you. Like, I'm expecting to see the majority of it play out in the same way. And we do have her, you know, I'm assuming Tyler Hoechlin is going to be in it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have, like, that plot line. And then even, like, her being like, oh, you know, I've never been, I can't measure up to, like, your fame or whatever, but you need to live on and blah, blah, nonsense. Right? So we'll have, like, that whole little, like, iconic moment with him holding her. But then... And we should even have the whole freaking, like, you know, memorial service for Supergirl. But then she has to come back. So the question is really, like, where Deviate is how she'll come back. I guess that's where Oliver's extra stuff will come in. But I do hope, I like the idea of seeing a friendship with Kate leading up so then we get that scene or a scene like it, you know? And I also want, it's hard because obviously she's been spending most of her time super girling, but they had throughout, they had like basically like Lana and Lois, you know, and that other chick, Yolanda, the Wildcat reporter girl, throughout the story, like being like reporters, right? Like,
yeah.
So I'm wondering if we're going to have Kara do that or if like Iris better be doing that, first off.
Iris better be doing that. I think like, I guess that's another like major character or whatever that we can talk about, the reporters. But I feel like Iris and Lois, that'll be like their role. Cause like Lois in the comics was also like reporting her and Lana Lang. And I feel like that can be easily done with Iris and Lois on the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like, ooh, Dreamer is now in here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is Dreamer going to be actively part of the crossover? And if so, she's also a reporter. So, and it shouldn't just be like, because they don't do TV that we know of. We haven't seen them do TV in the first place. So it doesn't just be like, here's talking of the TV, but like seeing like how they're handling the news or like what they're putting out or whatever in the newsroom itself.
I mean, it would be interesting to see for sure, like Iris, and now that she has like a team of people, maybe that's when we get her to be on TV reporting.
Right.
That would be like an upgrade. Citizen,
it was like a media empire, right?
Yeah.
So that includes like paper and like television.
Yeah.
So this could be like her TV debut.
Yeah, for sure. And then for characters like Dreamer, I guess we could see her do that a little bit, but I feel like all the supers, anybody who has the suit and powers are going to be
bringing it up.
Right. So if they're going to have, if this is like James's, you know, goodbye, for example, they could also use him to report with Iris and her team and things like that. Whereas everybody else, I know, but hey, you know, if he's to exit, they might as well like make it something worth it.
Gets like some good shots.
I mean, the other thing too is kind of like how they did like the combination, like the five Earths are going to have their, you know, basically like a delegation from the five Earths, right?
Yeah.
So they could do that with the newsroom kind of thing. Like, let's have like one like central, you know, of like what is happening like to reporters or whatever are interacting from different areas because they're all joining together.
Mm-hmm.
So like you could have like Nia meeting Iris. Right. Because
at
James,
that point, like the most of, you know, it's like the lull in between things where stuff has supposedly gone back to normal. So that's probably where we could see Nia and Kara go back to like being journalists and reporting on the new normal kind of situation.
Right.
Before that goes to hell. Also in this major, and we know that we have at least two Supermen, and then Tom Welling is being like coy on whether he will also join. So, and I was like, three Supermen, that's a little much, but in the comics it's like literally there's at least two, and then I think Superboy joins like later on.
Yeah.
So I mean, there is room for more Supermen.
I think there's old Superman, there's our Superman, and then I think there's another Superman. I can't remember which one it is, but there's
there was Superboy, I think, as well.
Yeah, there's Superboy.
Yeah, but yeah, and I think if they were to bring in even like, speaking of Smallville, Michael Rosenbaum as Lex, his cameo could be like the good Lex, the superhero Lex that sends off his son somewhere.
Oh,
yeah, that's
and then
true.
They
that's
could bring
true.
Back, yeah. They could also bring back Erica.
Erica
Durant.
Rance. Oh my god!
Yeah.
I love
her so much.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be a way to do it, and then we can get an Alexander Luthor that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. We solved it. So somebody pay us to help you guys write the crossover.
Like, we already figured that out, thanks. But yes.
Or like you did with, like, I guess because he was with Lana, and they were married at one point on Smallville, right?
Ew!
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, they could make it they could make it an Alexander Luthor that's Lana's son,
yeah. and then we have our Barry Allen! Which, I was kind of surprised, because he doesn't really have like a running storyline throughout, and I kind of hope that they don't do it.
He does have a running storyline,
but I actually hope that they kind of like don't do it the same exact way as the crossover, because that just means that Barry is just going to be like on the sidelines for most of it.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be that way for sure.
Yeah,
and I think what was sad about his, or what wasn't expected.
Well, basically, like his storyline.
I knew that he was going to die, but like the fact that he was alone was really depressing.
Yeah. He was
basically, like, please don't let that happen.
The crossover, like he gets like kidnapped by the Animonitor, and tortured by Psycho Pirate, and basically just stays there, like, in this, like, they kind of nerfed him, basically, from the rest of the Crisis storyline, so he wouldn't be able to do anything. You see, like, there's flashes of him, he comes to, like, Batman, and he's, like, already dying, and so that's how, like, Batman knows, like, something is wrong. And then we see, like, how he got to that point later on in the comic series. But basically, he's just, like, by himself for, like, 90% of Crisis. And then he dies. And it's just, like, kind of sad.
And then nobody knows he dies. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. He would not... His death would not be known, but it would be mourned.
Yes.
And, yeah, I don't think that it's a... his storyline will not be the same at all. If anything, like, the things that will be the same are, like... Maybe he will do the thing where he uses his all of his energy to, you know, stop the destruction of the earth or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he will be, die, time to die. But but aside from that, he'll be with, it'll be like he is one of the heroes called by.
Yeah. I think that it will be similar, at least in the sense that someone will get a flash of mm-hmm. him. Dying, like a premonition or whatever. And
right,
I don't know if
right.
maybe that'd be like something like instead of Batman, it's like Cisco. Although I know you're gonna get like old Batman, but like he has no idea who the Flash is in
right,
our universe that we know of.
I think Cisco makes sense, especially if his power's been taken away, but he still gets that like it's like
but he still yeah like
a vibe, but
he just like doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like in this storyline, you know, he could just be kind of like Cisco could be kind of like freaking out on the side, Barry, like the actual Barry is like still there. And then maybe like in episode 3 is when Barry gets quote unquote kidnapped and has like his, cause that would be like right at the winter finale.
Right.
So he destroys like the anti-monitor device and dies in the winter finale. And then we have like a whole month to wait until see like what time comes.
Yeah.
In the new year.
Yeah.
Is where I'm
thinking. I don't know where to put this. If I should say this here or if I should say this later on in like plot points. Because I feel like...
Because
the next one is Superman. Superman's. Okay. So we'll just say it. So you know how like Superman, one of the Supermen, does like the final... I don't even know how to describe it. Whatever. He dies in the end, right? Like when he like saves everybody and then the monitor or whoever... The Harbinger, someone. I don't even remember. I'm very bad at remembering things that I literally just read 2 hours ago. But someone was like, oh, we can't just, like, let you go off and die alone because after you did all that. So, like, here's Lois, and now y'all could go live in, like, happy little afterlife forever.
It was Luther. It was Alexander Luther.
Okay. Alexander Luther was like, there you go. Happy afterlife for you.
Die with you.
yeah. So I kind of feel like they're not going to waste that on random Superman, you know? I feel like that'll either be Oliver's ending, like, oh, well, here, I brought you Felicity. Go be with Felicity, you weird little afterlife. Or that would be, like, Barry's little, like, Harry Potter resurrection. Like, oh, good job, Barry. Thank you for sacrificing yourself for everybody. Go back to be with Iris. You know, like, Iris is waiting for you. Go home. You know?
I'm voting for, like, Wes Allen for two reasons. Just one, because, like, one, we know Barry is for sure going to, like, survive.
Yeah.
Because they have another half of the season to do. But also... I feel like you to do the Oliver thing, which I think they could do, or they could just do it. If they did it with Oliver, it would have to be without Emily Bett, because I don't know that
Unless
she'd be coming back.
Unless they already filmed it.
Yeah.
So you have to
technically she's into, already like, there, I guess. So
yeah.
You just like
I'm
walk
saying,
into
like,
blue.
Yeah,
they,
just,
they
you just
it?
Have to walk into like the well, not the light, because I don't think she walked into the light. I think she walked into like darkness.
A portal.
Whatever,
yeah, whatever.
Portal, yeah, whatever portal that she walked into, like, he's gonna be like, here's your portal, go into that good night,
yeah,
and that'll be the end for him. We talked about reporters and reporting. Lex Luthor, like, not Alexander Luthor, but the big baddie Lex Luthor, John Cryer Lex Luthor,
yes,
I feel like
that's maybe why the monitor took him,
probably. Well, no, wait, because then that doesn't make sense actually.
Well, I feel like he took him to prevent him from creating, like, a... Well, I guess he was already dead, but to stop him from creating his little crime thing that he started up with all the villains, like Brainiac and whatever. They're like, oh, you thought the crisis was over? Here are all the villains that attack everybody.
That's another thing. So, like, another big... And this is another big thing because... And, like, this will go into this, like, in more detail in the plot points, but, like, Brainiac and Lex Luthor have this whole other side plot going on. And we don't have, we have Brainiac 5, but we don't have a Brainiac on Supergirl yet. So we, do we think that they will bring in a Brainiac, or really just do it like Lex Luthor, this is Lex Luthor's plan, and skip Brainiac altogether?
I think they Brainiac could skip is the Brainiac one that like altogether. Saved Lex
Luthor.
Yeah.
But I think that they'd have to introduce a whole new Brainiac, and I don't know if that there's time for that.
Well, there's so like a female Brainiac.
That's
like,
true.
That they're introducing, but I don't know if it's going to, we really don't know about her story and how she's going to fit into the season. If she's going to be good or bad. Do we know if she's going to be bad?
I don't know. I don't think they said. But I do think that, I mean, if we don't get like a Brainiac, we could have Brainiac 5 battle Lex.
Yeah,
kind of like have a little bit of that without having them work together specifically.
Right. I think they'll definitely have an interaction, or it could be like, it doesn't have to be our Brainy, right? It could always be a different version of Brainy.
That's true.
So.
Other villains. Simon. Simon is kind of, he is like a telepath, or like a, he uses his brain to like control people or like, as his weapon or whatever. And so it's like Simon says, you know, you shall die. and he starts out on the hero side. He gets recruited by the Monitor and he starts out on the hero side. And then he gets like, I don't know, rescued or like rejoins the villain side later. I guess he's not like too major of a character. And that I don't know if anything that he does affects the storyline majorly, other than he like kills Brainiac.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, I felt like the whole villain part of the story was kind of unnecessary. So I don't see why they would include Simon, because it would kind of be pointless.
It wouldn't be specifically him. If they were going to do like someone like Simon, it would just be a big villain they've already done that isn't dead yet, or that can somehow not be dead. Right.
Oh, how does Eobard Thawne fall into this? Because he was not really in.
See that's no, why I think I don't think
be, like they could use Thawne.
Yeah, I don't think that's
Thawne and Luther.
Yeah,
That's true, and that's why I don't think Barry will be on the side, because Thawne's going to be play like a decent sized role.
Spectre. Yeah, I think that.
Go ahead.
Spectre's a, I mean, Spectre's like a really cool character that people like.
He's not a villain though, but yeah.
No, yeah. But I was just going to say, like, I feel like Spectre's introduction is something that we'd want to, that they'd want to keep, you know?
Yeah.
An iconic moment. So I just don't know
how they will include that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not they haven't, like, obviously, Crisis on Earth X introduced a couple of new heroes. And they managed to do it successfully.
I blurred through his introduction, but, like, what is he? How do you explain him?
I only know that he was there to kind of like help reboot the Earth.
Right.
But other than that, I don't know how to explain him.
Is he like a cosmic being? I got nothing.
It seems like it. Tati?
He is a cosmic being. He's an anti-hero. What can I say about this man? He's just a Society of America. He can warp reality, so that's how he's able to help merge the Earths. He's immortal, and he can manipulate space and time, and has like full cosmic awareness. Also, he's one of the he could also potentially be the character that like talked to Psycho Pirate, because he also knew about the crisis before the crisis happened.
Oh, sure.
So he does have foreknowledge. That's all I got. That's all I know. I've never read that.
I don't really know. I guess they would have to introduce him, because I don't really know that we have any other characters. I don't even know how the Legends are gonna, they're just gonna be like in the background.
I was about to say, the only way that I could see like introducing him through another character is like Constantine. Because like Constantine, you know, magic, whatever. So like,
yeah.
Constantine can like call on Spectre, or Spectre can come to see Constantine and be like, hey, listen, blank, blank, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. That's all I can say.
Also, we need another Wally West appearance because like, yes, he comes in. I'm sure like, we'll once get Barry Wally dies.
Yeah,
they would need to get Wally West back. Or if they did want to do something with the Tornado Twins would work there as well. But I think they have
I'm going to step in and fill the void that Barry left, and then they're coming to help, and then Barry comes back, and then they're like, I will go back to Tibet. Or the future.
Well, per Eric, we're not going to see the Tornado Twins or the diaper line, but that's the only thing where I call his bluff.
Did he say we're not going to see the Tornado Twins or just that we're not going to see the diaper line?
He said both.
He said the diaper. I thought he just said the diaper line.
He said something about like, well, he said there's going to be something even bigger than that. So I don't know what that means.
In Crisis specifically. We're not going
to see
Tornado
Twins. I think he was referring to like the second half of the season. I don't know that about Crisis specifically, but there's going to be something bigger than our expectations.
Actual twins.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And then finally, on the major, kind of rounding out the major characters that I thought were going to be major anyway, and he's not really so much major as that he does something, but I think that it would set up for the next year's crossover. Because Darkseid, he's just like watching far.
And I was actually thinking that too when I read it. I was like, are they going to include Darkseid? That's kind of weird.
Yeah. I feel like they should because it would be like a, you know, they set up Crisis in Elseworlds. And they could set that up for the next crossover. Just like he doesn't even have to do anything. He just could be watching like, oh, now, now my time comes.
Just, I hope that's his voice.
Yeah. He's like, let them all battle each other. I'll come in when I need to come in next year.
Yeah. Is it Darkseid?
Sorry, Paulina. We're already setting up the next crossover.
It is Darkseid. Yeah. I thought it was Darkseid too. And people were like, it's Darkseid.
Oh.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Do you have any other major characters or potential TV counterparts that you want to talk about in this, or you want to see like how they could fit in based on like a story that you read and the characters that we have?
Well, the thing is, like, it's not like major, but Firestorm and Killer Frost are so funny.
They are.
Like, we can't do that. I'm like, can we do like a different version of Firestorm and Killer Frost?
It's like, kind of funny because like she starts out, they start out like enemies, obviously, and then Psycho Pirate like whammies her, is the best way I can describe it, into like loving and being in love with Firestorm. And so for the first couple of issues, she's like just like drippy and all in love, and he's like, I don't understand. Like he's kind of annoyed by it, and then like the minute that he calls her, that he kind of like gives in and calls her honey, she's back to hating him. Like Psycho Pirate's like spell wore off. And then she just disappears for like several issues, and then she pops up back again on the villain team. It was like, okay.
they're obviously the funniest part of the first two episodes for sure.
Like, they're obviously not going to do it with Killer Frost and Firestorm, but is there any pairing that they could do? You know, I don't know. I know they set one up, but it would be funny if there was one they could set up for that. Because the one that it makes you think of like right now. That can't work either, but it would have been like Cisco and Lisa, you know?
But
that's not gonna work now because he doesn't have powers and she hasn't been around since like season two.
Right. I'm trying to think of anybody else that Killer Frost has even interacted with in terms of
no one.
Yeah,
his blood work would be done by then. So
he's not a hero.
Yeah, she's the hero. Yeah. She's the hero. So.
I guess the only person I can really think of that would be sort of funny because he's grumbly all the time is like Mick, but that would be also disgusting to me. So I'm just like, nah.
That could be like a thing. And yeah, and that's the thing though, because they're both on the same side, so there's no reason to whammy them. The reason why they whammied her was that so that she would help Firestorm if the mission.
Yeah.
That's why she's whammy. So there's no reason to whammy Killer Frost and Mick, other than maybe you could whammy Mick just so he'll be more useful. You know? But otherwise.
Like, stop complaining here.
Exactly.
Or they could just bring back Robbie Amell.
Yeah.
And there's like another different
reason. Yeah. I guess it'd be a different one. Yeah, different.
But see, there's not even any reason to not bring back Jax for that matter, since he's still technically alive.
But Stein isn't. That's true. Stein is not. So there's no fire.
Right.
Oh my god. Okay.
What?
They merge Robbie and Jax, and you don't have to see Robbie, right? You don't have to see Ronnie because he's inside Jax, and then it's Jax and Killer Frost. like, well, I'm Jax. It's all right. It's fine.
And then you have to whammy Jax.
Exactly. You don't know whammy Jax. Be okay with it.
Or actually, let's not whammy.
The poor man has been whammied enough.
Exactly. Let's not whammy Jax. But you could whammy Killer Frost because she's like, that doesn't look like Ronnie. Be like, it's all right. You love him anyway. Okay. There we go. Done. Problem solved.
And then I guess like there's still like Ralph that I doubt he'll have like a major story.
Yeah.
Has Ralph really participated in the crossovers?
No.
As of yet?
No. But I feel like, you know, everybody has to. They have to throw in.
Yeah, this will be like a bigger one. Everyone's got to at least make an appearance.
So I guess I think we can he'll move that into Go ahead, May.
I was just going to say he'll at least be in the Flash episode doing a couple of things, and that's it. But I don't think he'll cross over into like any other episode.
Well, I guess we can move into like the major plot points because we're kind of going in that direction. But basically, my impression of Crisis is just like it's a lot. Like, you know, when they announced it, and people were like, "Oh my God, how are they going to do this?" It's like, you know, they're big crossovers. They do this every year. It'll work out some kind of way. It'll be like less than what you expected or whatever. But then like reading Crisis, I'm like, holy shit, this is actually like all these heroes is like herding cats most of the time. And it's just a lot going on. And so I kind of like broke down the 12 issues into little like sections. So there's a prelude, which I feel like is issues 1 through 3, where like all the worlds will be destroyed and no one knows what's going on. You have the merge, which I'm saying is 4 through 6, where all of the worlds, the remaining worlds start to like merge together. You have the confrontation in 7 and 8, which is when they actually, you get Supergirl versus the Monitor and like the Flash. So like these are basically Supergirl issue and Flash issue, basically, where they're actually confronting the Monitor. The Calm Before the Storm, where they think that they have beat the Monitor, but then the villains show up in issue 9. And then you have the climax in 10 and 11, where the Anti-Monitor returns, and now the villains and the heroes both have to fight the Anti-Monitor and the for the like fate of the world. And then you have the resolution, the ending in issue 12. So starting with the prelude, what were your guys' takes on issues like 1 through 3 and the whole introduction of the crisis and what it actually means?
Would you like to start, Tati?
I would not. No? I would not.
My first impression, because this is my first time reading it, I thought I had read it, but it was another crisis. yeah, there's so many. But I guess my first, with regards to like the first three issues, I thought that's definitely something that they could compress in terms of story, because they only have 5 episodes, which I feel like they should have also included an entire hour of Black Lightning as well, because it's just such a big story that they could have used the extra 40 minutes. But they could use most of one episode, like was the first episode Supergirl, Batwoman? I'm not sure.
I feel like it's Supergirl.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, but they could use whatever comes first.
Sunday, to like, and Batwoman's like a special Monday episode.
Yeah, and then they could use that to like do the setup, because issues 1 through 3 is a lot of repetition. It's like the world's, you know,
it's so
universe exploding over and over again. Yeah.
There's so many heroes that no one knows what's going on.
Yeah, so they have to like recruit all of them to get them all in one place and be like, hey, you guys are all the spokespeople
it's
for your
so
Earth.
Unorganized.
And this is what's happening. So I feel like they could just do that in maybe like the first half hour of the first episode.
And hopefully our heroes will get a lot smarter.
It's Supergirl Sunday, Batwoman Monday, Flash Tuesday, then Winter Break, then Arrow on Tuesday, and Legends on Wednesday? No. Arrow
they have it one night, right? 8 and
9
o'clock.
Oh, it's one night. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's one night. It's the same night. Okay.
Yeah, so definitely, like, we don't need an hour-long setup. We get it. Crisis is here. They kind of set it up in Elseworlds. They just kind of, just a refresher.
And I feel like if they, in the lead up to the crossover, if they actually do some work and lay some groundwork in, and like put in like clues, and especially whatever's going on with the Monitor and Oliver, then it will not take as long as it did in the storyline, the comics, for them to like actually like band together.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, I think because it's like the preview has already been done, sort of, with the monitor.
Yeah.
Gathering. And then we know Oliver's going to be doing it in Arrow.
But you also have to show, like, the world's dying and being destroyed, which I think is where a lot of the guest stars that we're hearing about will come in. Like, a lot of the world's
will just be just dying and destroyed.
And I think
it's like a montage situation in, like, the beginning of the first episode.
Yeah, I mean, they think they did it really a little bit in last year's Elseworlds, where we saw, like, a couple of Earths die, even though we kept seeing the same scene over again, but they could do something like that a couple of times, and I'm like, we get it. They're dying.
Hopefully they'll do it slightly differently than they did there, since
they
already did that. But... Although, I guess that was... Was that Crisis?
I think it was the early part of Crisis,
because, like, John Wesley ships Earth... Original, I guess, not original, but, like, old school
Otherworld Flash.
Like, his world actually did die. But I think his world's the only world that we know that has died so far.
Right. So I think, so I do think that was the, like, it was showing us what was to come with Crisis. It was already happening. It's all happening at once or whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll probably get a continuation of that. Maybe it'll even take us a little further back. Like, maybe it'll take us to, like, a little bit before that.
I think they would have to, because it would have to step, like, it starts with Pariah. So you would have to watch, like, Tom Cavanaugh go to all these different Earths and watching people die.
Right.
Because I think that would be part of it. So I guess, well, okay, so then Supergirl wouldn't actually really be, like, a Supergirl episode. I wonder, like, because they usually, with these crossovers, they have the shows... Like, the main part of whatever the story is coincides with the show. But with the first part of Crisis, it's a lot of Pariah and Harbinger and the Monitor. Because you have to show, like, all the worlds collapsing. And then you have to show, like, the herding of the cats. Getting all the, like, superheroes in one place.
Yes.
And then not explaining anything, but expecting them to help you.
I think they might do it. Part of it, the way they did it, that they did it in Crisis on Earth X, in which they kind of blended, they made it more like a movie type thing where it was just like ongoing. Like otherwise the Supergirl stuff can't come in the beginning, because then it won't mean anything.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to be like an ongoing film. It's not, I don't think that Supergirl is going to feel particularly Supergirl-y. It'll definitely be more like Crisis, Crisis on Earth X. Which I think is a good plan, because, like, I do think that Crisis on Earth X was their best done crossover, even if it was not content wise what we wanted.
So, like, moving into, like, the second act of this huge ass storyline is the merge, and the merge is when the remaining Earths. I think there were, like, originally there was maybe. Earth 1, is it Earth 1 and Earth 2 merged together?
Yeah.
And then the Anna Monitor was trying to get Earths 3, 4, and 5, and Harbinger was like, no, I will save these Earths, and I will bring them to our other Earths, so now we have 5 Earths, now all those Earths are merging together. But I feel like, that's what it was. Harbinger kills the Monitor, and by killing the Monitor, it allows him to, like, unleash all of his positive matter or whatever, and he's able to bring in 2 of the universes, like, within himself, or, like, his positive matter, world or whatever. But doing that makes the worlds, like, merge together, and so now that's an issue. And then Anti-Monitor is, you know, after these 3 other worlds, and to save them, Harbinger also brings them into the same universe. And now, instead of 2 worlds merging, you have 5 worlds merging. So, good job, Harbinger. Now let's make our problem even bigger. So what do we think about this part of the story and how it's going to be portrayed?
I think the best way to do it for on screen is, like, just show utter chaos for, like, 20 minutes. Like, this is where...
20 minutes!
Maybe not 20 minutes, but, like, I don't know, like, the first 10, 12 minutes of, like, the next episode or whatever, in which this is where they can insert all the reporting and, like, oh, this is what's happening on this Earth, and, like, my God, the dinosaurs, or use some legend crazy that they did, like, at the beginning of the season 3.
Like, really big, where the legends would come in to handy, I think.
So they'd be like, did we like fuck up time again? They're like, no, it's the Earth's merging.
They would actually have to show people for the reporting to matter, though, because I feel like a lot of times in these crossovers, the actual, like, cities, national city, central city, star city, all of those cities, you never really see, like, the people reacting to whatever crisis is going on, but you kind of have to with this one, and for the reporting to, like, actually have an effect.
Yeah. I think that if what I'm hoping they're doing with, like, Supergirl and Flash specifically this season, with in terms of, like, expanding on what we're seeing with the citizens of national and central cities, then we can actually see them reacting more when this comes up, because you're right, like, it can't be contained, like, oh, the world's merging and no one has a say in it. Right. No one's freaking out.
I'm sure, I think that they, like, Supergirl at least has, like, a president. Well, they had a president, but they'll probably have another president and a government. So if they can introduce a government in the Flash or Arrow, or, and I mean a government like more than Star City, right? Like the president or, you know,
yeah,
world leaders, that then we can have needing to merge with Supergirls, right? Because that's going to be like a big thing. Like, obviously, Supergirl and Batwoman, because right now Batwoman's on Supergirl's Earth, right? That's what I heard. Did I make this up? Or she's just on our Earth. Why did I think that?
Maybe I'm just... she's on our Earth. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Well, then, either way, Supergirl's going to merge with our Earth. They're all going to be one Earth by the end of it. So, yeah. At the very least, Supergirl's Earth and... or Supergirl's government, and then whatever government we're going to, you know, show. Because it should all be one guy. It should all be the same government. All the other shows should have the same government. World leaders, I mean. Have them merge, and then maybe that'll be... or, like, you know, gather together to, like, join forces and, like, try to calm people down from all their respective Earths. All two of their respective Earths, but...
all two. Yeah. Until the other...
but the others... out. The others, exactly. The others will be extras. We don't care how they feel.
I mean, something Flash could also do is kind of give us a glimpse of... even if it's just, like, a shot of Earth 2, like they did in the beginning of that Earth 2 episode... and just be like, oh, well, this is what's happening here.
This is
and
the
then...
perfect opportunity to see cameos from Earth 2.
Yes.
We should see how West Allen on Earth 2 are doing.
Yeah, especially, like, do we think that Canon should be playing just Iris, or that she can be playing... like, Earth 2 Iris.
Especially if Barry is dead while Earth, you know, the Earths are merging. And then, like, what happens when the Earths merge, right? One pair of them doesn't exist anymore. So then it's like suddenly she has some Earth 2 memories, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Sad times.
Yeah. And in fact, oh my God, okay. I just have to like maybe
I was gonna say we could get like Killer Frost of Earth 2, but then I forgot she died.
Oh, she died. Yeah, she did die.
But Earth 2 West Allen could have twins.
That's true.
You know? And then
Yeah, because they were ahead of our West Allen, so they already had those twins.
They were already in like baby making mode because like Mama Allen wanted her grandchildren.
Exactly. So, okay. I don't know. I think that there's some potential there that I really want to witness.
Yeah,
you want to mine that potential.
And obviously, there's other characters that I want to mine, too, but...
but... priorities.
Yeah.
The confrontation. So, this is going to be the Flash episode. 7 and 8 is going to be, like, Supergirl's... first Supergirl's big fight, and then the Flash's big death.
Yeah.
And this is, like, the one that I want to do, like, the most...
one right after the other in the comic.
Yes. Yeah. This is the one I wanted to be, like, the most comic booky of the show, I think. Because I think it has to be. It has to... and it falls right on the winter finale shock value, which is what you want. So I feel like those two deaths are going to happen both in The Flash, since it's the last one before the hiatus. Because afterwards, like, it just doesn't really make sense to do it afterwards. And too early doesn't really make sense to do it too early either.
Yeah. And then with the hiatus, it can also be like, well, 3 months or however long has passed. And then something happens again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the villains show up in the Arrow episode.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I can see that happening. I think I completely agree with that. And also, I personally would like to have it just be mostly about Kara and Barry and Iris and Alex and whoever like is close to them. Yeah, but like, so Oliver can be, it could be like very Oliver light in this episode, that they can have their time to shine and then they can disappear or die or whatever, and then Oliver comes back
in the future with the Legion, suddenly clutches his chest. No
No,
I feel it disturbing in my heart.
that brainy angst for Jessica in the comics. And she's like, yes, Kara's gone. They're like, you know how he feels about her. And I was like, Jessica!
My breadcrumb.
This will happen. And Brainy will be like, Kara's gone. And then Neil will be like, I'm so sorry, Brainy. I'm like, it's okay. I have you. That's what will happen. Just kidding. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, but it should definitely be like very emotional as well. Like this, if there's any episode in this crossover that needs to be like super emotional, it's this one.
Yeah, and this was the one I have the most expectations for, and I'll be like the most upset if it's not what I want.
And I mean, I assume even if they do it like movie like they did with Crisis on Earth X, that the Flash writers will still be in charge of this specific episode. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, and that like that's another reason why it just makes sense for it to be here, just because it is a Flash episode. So if the Flash is gonna die, then like he couldn't get married on his own damn episode. So at least he can die on his own episode. <in this season. laughs> Please and thank you. But yeah, and like they're two really great stories or little chapters in the Crisis storyline. So I think that they deserve like that certain amount of tension on this crossover, and it should be like a way, like why even do the crossover at all if you're not going to do those two chapters
right.
Yeah, so moving into after hiatus, after we come back from hiatus, we get into the Calm Before the Storm, which I think is going to be, well, in the comics it's where they think that the battle is over, but then surprise, all the villains had been staying up in outer space away from all of the chaos, and now they're ready to take over Earth. So Brainiac and Lex gather their merry band of villains, and the villains take over three of the five Earths. So now they are in control of over half of the Earths that are still merging together. And basically they're threatening Earth 1 and 2 that if you do not comply, we will destroy you. So how do we think this will go down on the show? On Arrow, which I think, yeah, because Arrow's going to be the first one back from the hiatus.
Arrow would be when that happens.
Yeah, that is also very, like, an accurate place for it to be.
Yeah, I think they could definitely show, you know, look what Star City and Central City and whatever look like now. And it'll be, like, a nice break, I guess. Like, maybe the first, I don't know how many minutes of the show. I'm exaggerating here. I was going to say 20 again. I'm like, that's half the episode. But just a little bit of time and be like, okay, so this is the aftermath, and show all the characters that have been affected from the Flash mid-season finale.
Or like that's because right after Supergirl died, there's a huge like reporting memorial service with all of like the reporting about her death, which you could do for the show and this kind of like the Calm situation.
Yeah, and they could also do it for Flash as well. So like I had a double memorial. Yeah, because Iris
is definitely going to like talk about her man. Flash, you might get the actual like newspaper that we've been looking at for the past six or five seasons.
Yeah, like we could see her writing it or something. Yes. Have like Oliver trying to clean up or gather everybody again, maybe so they can deal with all the villains. And this is probably where Lex Luthor will like have his shining moment and whatnot.
Yes.
Before the big thing is like how they're really gonna bring back Barry and Carl. Like when do they come back in? Like the Legends episode?
The Legends episode is where I think it'll be. Because I think like this one will just be I definitely think it'll be Lex Luthor's time to shine, and whatever other big villains that they have, like Eobard, it's gonna be Eobard's episode as well. I feel like, and then whatever else, maybe Damian Dark, they bring
Return
him back.
Return of the Legion of Doom. Yeah.
Return of Legion of Doom. Yeah. That'd be like the best place, I think, to pull that off. And then we have John's evil brother, right?
That's true.
Whatever he's doing.
Maybe he's still that's around. True. We don't know how long that storyline lasts, but that's an excellent place to put him if we're not done with that storyline, for sure.
Yeah. Any other big baddies?
The Arrow ones are just not cosmic enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, like all it, yeah, I feel like that or Bat, I guess Alice. If Alice, we're gonna throw Alice in there for Batwoman, maybe she can also be on the villain's side.
Yeah, that's true. Alice, that's true.
Or yeah. Kaylin's mom for struggling people.
Oh, God. I don't think... I mean...
Why do you want us to struggle watching?
Right? Unnecessary.
Anyway,
I mean, they have that woman. We don't know who else. Like, they were talking about bringing in Hush or whatever storyline.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Use that villain for the crossover as well.
That's true. I mean, there's plenty... We don't know. There's plenty that they could end up using. But, but yeah, I do think my question is more rather than who will be used, like, how are they safe? How are they gonna, you know, like, who organizes it? Who's, like, their, like, leader?
Who's the Brainiac of that?
Yeah, exactly, because it won't be our Brainiac, but it could be a different Brainiac, or it more likely, I think, would be one of our villains. One of our established villains.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of, like, Lex, I feel like the Monitor brought him back to life, it was for him to be working with the superheroes, and then he kind of goes rogue and be like, this is how I bring back all the villains.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably...
Yeah.
You're probably correct on that one.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Monitor needed him for some reason, so that could have been a miscalculation on his part.
Yeah. And I feel like if you're going to do, like, a leader of, like, the big bads, it has to be either Lex or Eobard. So,
yeah,
one of those two.
And Eobard doesn't have the, like, while he obviously has the power, he doesn't necessarily have the technology or the money to be funding that.
They can fix him.
While Lex obviously would. So.
He's like, with your speed and my money, we can go places.
Exactly. There you go.
And then finally on the Legends episode, so I'm guessing, like, Prelude would be Supergirl, the merge is Batwoman, the confrontation would be Flash, Calm Before the Storm is Arrow, and then the climax and resolution would be on Legends.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing how that worked out?
Yeah, it worked out so good.
Beautiful.
It's like you're a writer for the crisis.
Am I? Wink, wink. Just kidding. So climax is basically where the Anti-Monitor comes back, like, surprise, bitches, and like big battle.
That is exactly what he will say.
Yeah.
You thought you saw the last of me. And all of the heroes that can fly are considered the world's finest. Go off. And fight. Dark Delight. I forgot to mention her and the characters, but she also has, like, a pretty important role in that the Monitor...
Can we finally bring back Linda? Is that what you're saying? No.
Maybe. Because the Monitor, like, creator, like, he specifically needed a Dr. Light. So,
is she working right now? Is the actress working right now?
I don't know. What is Molly's
job? I think
she's
a singer. The last I heard, she was making a singing career.
Okay, that means she has some time.
Maybe she does. And if it's not Dr. Light, then who would that be? Because it's a pretty specific power that you needed specifically for a specific reason. So, but anyway, this is a lot where Brandon Routh's Kingdom Come Superman will come in, because I think he'll probably be like old Superman. The comics old Superman will be Brandon Routh on the show. And so I feel like, and it makes sense that it be in Legends anyway, because this would be, like, his big shining moment.
Yeah. And she's in that, by the way, she's in that Invincible animated series with Steven Yeun, Sandra Oh, and J.K. Simmons. But
it's this animated series.
It's animated. It's only 8 episodes, so she has time.
Yeah.
Let's do it!
Woohoo!
Anyway, sorry, continue.
Yeah, so Dr. Light plays a huge part, because I think, like, she, like, harnesses, like, all the light energy of, like, the sun or whatever to, like,
limit it
anti-monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the other person that plays, like, a huge role is Superman or Supermans.
Yeah,
And one of them being, like, old Superman. So I do think
old Superman won't be old, but
no, I think he'll be Brandon Routh.
That's what I'm saying. He won't be old. He'll be Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the comics he's old, but in the show he'll be Brandon Routh.
And I'll be super happy if in that case he can have his Lois back. We can have that moment for them, because Kingdom Come, the reason I hate it is because it's based on killing Lois. So then at the end be like,
Roman's happy.
Good job. Havlo is back. Y'all can die together.
You fixed it.
Exactly. Exactly. I accept this. Anyway, continue.
Wait, so then where does Oliver die?
All right, yeah.
I feel like maybe he, I don't know, realizes, hey, this is too much for just us. We need Barry and Kara back. So he, to for him to end up going off into the light or the darkness or whatever the fuck he does,
yeah,
he'll just
yeah.
do all that. So he brings them back and changes. So he can be with Felicity and go off and then they can come back.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then they help you beat it. Okay, so then maybe you don't need, maybe they can like fudge Dr. Light in the sense that Barry and Kara combine the powers, the speed, and
the purity of their heart.
Yes.
The heart light is the light world. Of their heart. Exactly.
It'll be like Elseworlds Part 2.
Their cheesy purity crushes the anti-monitor.
It'll be like the Legends finale. Let's all sing a song. Hold it. Whoa. Sing, bitches.
Zero water.
Feel the love.
That would be very Legends, and not like.
And it would be the Legends episode.
Yeah. And then we have like the obviously like the resolution of where do we go from here? So we'll see. We'll be able to, there. We could get some Iris and Kara interaction if like the worlds are merged. You have National City and Central City in the same universe. Maybe. I don't know. I'm like spitballing, just like throwing stuff out into the universe.
But they can have like a joint, you know, like, hey, like,
we can. You have them. To show how the worlds emerge. Yeah. And we didn't talk about Black Lightning at all and where he would fall into.
I think he would probably just be one of the heroes called by the Anti Monitor. The Monitor, not the Anti
Monitor. Monitor,
yeah.
But I guess like another way to show that all of the universes are merged would be also to include him. Well, I don't know, because I feel like.
Yeah.
They could do it, and they should do it.
Then just like open the door. You know, like, it doesn't need to have, you know, but at least be like, okay, we can
I'm just, like,
over in the future.
Wondering about like time schedules, because they still have their own show to film, and they also film in Atlanta. So I don't think that he'll have like huge part in the crossover.
Yeah, it'll be like a minor.
I still think that they'll merge the worlds, just because what would be the point if they're going to include him and just he'll just
no,
go back
gonna
to
merge.
His other
like,
world.
They're, right. They're definitely going to merge the world. So yeah, thing, like, in Resolution, you can show like whether there's like a shot of Freeland or Iris and Kara doing something together, or you know, Iris and Anissa, or Iris and anybody. I don't know.
But it'd be really Iris cool, actually, if she was just like out reporting and Lois shows up. She's like, here, grab a microphone. We're going to do
that'd
it.
Be, that would, yeah, that'd be fun.
But just to show, like, the worlds have merged, but Black Lightning should be a part of that, just to say that technically it's in the same universe, even though you're never going to see us cross over again. Right. We are technically in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with this. And then the only way that Legends could start singing if the Music Meister just shows up at the end and be like, hey, everybody, one, two, three.
The Resolution. Like the yes. I guess like the final parts of like the episode would just be like Darkseid, like ha ha ha,
right,
from space.
This worked now out in my time. Favor.
My time is near. Yeah.
Yep.
We've
yep.
solved it. This is exactly what should happen.
This
every word.
We'll see in a couple
Please
of months.
Please forward our checks to this Patreon, Eric. Thank you.
Yes, we have figured it out for you. All right, so that kind of concludes our Crisis on Infinite Earths from the comics to the small screen discussion. If you have any thoughts or predictions of your own, or you want to tell us how much how right you are, and this is how the crossover is going to go.
Exactly, only how right we are, please. We
or,
don't take constructive criticism.
Or to cry in our inbox for getting it all wrong. Exactly.
No crying. If it's not, we are right. If it does not turn out that way in December,
then the crossover
the
is wrong.
Is wrong. Yeah. Yeah,
sure. Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Email your representative at the CW. but anyway, you can always contact us at DCTVGumption on Twitter, on Tumblr at ladieswgumption.tumblr.com, or you can send us an email ladieswgumption@gmail.com. Next week, I'm not available actually, because I'm climbing Mount Fuji.
Oh.
next weekend.
Oh, so, wow. Damn.
Yeah. Climbing. I've been in Japan climbing for like 3 years and have never climbed, like never even attempted to climb Mount Fuji, but now I'm doing it. So,
so we'll be back the week after.
Or you could, it could just be like the Megan Tati show if y'all want to do that. That's fine.
Shane, no, that's all right. I will wait
for you.
Exactly.
All right. So we're taking a break next week for me to climb Mount Fuji, and then we'll be back the week after that. And the week after that will be in August. The end of August. We have one more. Titans premieres on the week after that, on September the 6th. So we'll have Titans coming back. And I think the week after next, the 31st, will be our last summer series Patreon episode. That's just like Patreon exclusive. So we'll figure out a really good theme to end on. And then coming back in September will be public, but because you are Patreon subscribers, you'll get first listen to those podcasts. So stay tuned for that.
It's what you deserve.
It's what you deserve. Thank you so much, and we'll see you later after if I survive.
You will.
Because you know how to love, and therefore you'll be alive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.